Well, a new survey just out shows we're an optimistic bunch, more so it seems than our Australian counterparts. The Roy Morgan survey shows 53% of New Zealanders think that 2018 will be better than 2017. That compares with Australia, where just 31% think next year will be an improvement on this one. The survey was conducted by text mid-November, the first time it's been done since 2009, when 73% of people were more optimistic about the year following. Economist Dr. Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative has had a good look at the findings. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, is there reason to be optimistic?
Well, New Zealand's got a lot of good things going for it. We've been in something of an employment boom. There's been a lot of talk about the number of migrants coming in, but maybe a little bit less just as that employment growth and job creation has been outpacing it. So in 2017, the employment rate hit 76.2% for sort of core figures, aged 15 to 64. Even during the mid-2000s boom, the employment rate for that cohort never higher than 75%. So we're in a bit of an employment boom. The unemployment rate here is a little bit higher than it was during that boom, but that's in the context of a lot of people coming into the labor market who have not been in it. So in the United States, if we look at it there, we've had median income stagnation or decline in some areas, lots of workers dropping out of the workforce, so their unemployment rate's lower than ours, but it's because people have just given up and have left, although that's started to come back. Here, good employment growth, reasonable unemployment rate, and pretty strong real income growth. So median real household income here has been growing about 3% a year since the recession. So median is right at the middle. Half people get more than that, half get less. About 3% a year real growth there. So that's very good.
Looking at the political leanings of those who took part in this Roy Morgan survey, 74% of Labor supporters reckon 2018 is going to be a better year compared to just 30% national. And is it hard to put aside your political colours when taking part in surveys like this?
Well, it's even worse than that, but we'll take the easy and more forgivable case first. So people support one party rather than another if they think that party will make the country better off, right? So you wouldn't vote for the country that you think will make the place worse. If your preferred party's in power, you'll be more optimistic about the next year because you're more likely to trust that they'll make the right decisions. If the party you don't trust as much is in power, you'll be more of a pessimist because you'll expect them to be making the wrong decisions. So there's a bit of a baked-in political color to these sorts of surveys. And that'll bear up in some studies of partisan views on economic expectations. There is some work in America showing large partisan differences in assessments of how the economy is performing. But that largely came down to partisan differences in how competent they thought the governing party was. Now, that's all pretty defensible. People have different views about the competence of different parties and their ability to handle the challenges ahead. But it gets a little bit worse when you ask people, how is the economy currently performing rather than how will it be performing? And there you'll see the same partisan splits. And that gets a little weird, right? So you give two people the same set of stats about the unemployment rate currently or the current income figures, and they'll give a very partisan spin on it. So there is weird stuff, like in the 1988 American National Election Study, and I wish I could point to New Zealand stuff here, but we just don't have as much data. About 30% of strong Democrats recognized that the level of unemployment had improved substantially under Reagan from 1980 to 1988. It had dropped by about a third, and 80% of strong Republicans knew it. So there's a big partisan split there. Come 1996, after the first 2 years of Clinton, few Republicans recognized the deficit had dropped under Clinton, but the Democrats knew it. Mm. So there's partisan splits there. And part of it is just an artifact of surveys. So when you ask people stuff in a survey, like a text survey or a phone survey, a lot of what they'll answer is just built into their sort of assessment of whether they like the party that's running or not. If you ask them instead the question in a way that's a little more salient, where you add some bonuses for getting things right, there's a Princeton study where they paid people in that same kind of survey. So has unemployment dropped? Has the economy done better over the last few years? They had one group that has just asked the standard survey, and they got the standard kind of partisan split in assessing how the economy had been performing. And then when you paid people, if they got their answers basically right, their errors were cut in half. So when you ask people in surveys, a lot of it's just feeling good about, well, I'm a national supporter if it's under a prior national government, and national's good, so I'll say that things have been doing well, or vice versa, and now that'll flip with Labor in charge. If you ask people instead in ways that are more like their market decisions, like if you're going to make some investments, what are you doing with your stock portfolio? Then instead of just getting the ideological blinkers on or the partisan blinkers on, people are having to assess things a little bit more rigorously. So we might look into people's actions in stock markets rather than what they're saying in surveys.
Right. So partisan splits are quite the phenomenon in surveys like this. Now, a couple of interesting findings here in this Roy Morgan survey. Women in New Zealand are more optimistic than men, with 58% of women expecting a better 2018 than 17, compared to 48% of men. So a fair difference there. What's likely to be behind this?
Well, that one's harder to say without having more recent survey data. So there was a survey in 2009 and then this year's. We don't know what it looked like last year or the year before. Without having the last few years on it, I can't really tell whether women in New Zealand are just more optimistic in general. But my guess on it would be that what we're there seeing is just a reflection of the gender split in support for Labour and National. That if women were more likely to have voted for Labour, they're more likely to now have their preferred party in charge, and so that would be reflected in greater optimism.
Now, the really interesting finding here for me is the extraordinary comparison with Australia. So just 31% of Aussies think next year will be an improvement on this one, which is very down from Australia, from New Zealand. Why is such a difference? Why are the Australians so worried compared to us?
Well, that's another bit of a tough one to answer, but it'll get into some of the problems in these kinds of surveys we can get to in a minute. But if we look across the Tasman, economic performance there has been kind of okay. This year broke the record for the longest period without a recession. So they've gone 103 quarters without a recession. New Zealand hasn't done that. So they're doing well on that front. But household income growth there has not been very strong, at least since the great financial crisis. So their median real household disposable income dropped by almost 2% from 2013-14 to 2015-16, and here it's been rising by about 3% per year. The unemployment rate there is higher. It's about 5.5%. It's been on the declining track, but it's higher than here. And the employment rate, so the proportion of people who are in work, is a little bit lower than here. But there's a bit of a problem in these kinds of surveys, right? So every time you're asking somebody if things are going to be better next year, you're really asking them two questions. You're asking them, how are things this year, and how are things going to be next year? So if we look at the 2009 survey, which is the most recent one, Kiwis then looked very optimistic, but 2009 was the worst of the recession. So was that saying that Kiwis were optimists, or that 2009 was pretty terrible and everybody recognized that the recession was going to end and gray skies were going to clear up, right? So people were expecting a turnaround, and that was reflected in strong optimism about the coming year, which was because the prior year had been very bad.
Although the optimism in 2009, that was extremely high for New Zealand. That was 73% compared to 53% now, so it was extraordinarily high.
Yep. And the GFC had just hit its trough here, and then things started picking up again. So it was a rational optimism.
How much can we really read from a survey like this? Do they have any sort of place in political or, you know, New Zealand discourse, you know, looking ahead to next year? You know, we're more optimistic than this year.
Well, it's good to track these things. If you've just got data on 2009 and 2017, they don't tell you nearly as much. If you were to see people becoming more pessimistic over a longer period, that could tell you something important. If people are becoming more optimistic over a continued period, that could tell you something important. If it bounces around a lot, that tells you something else, right? That things have been kind of flat. If you just look at a one-year snapshot without having much before it, it's kind of hard to tell whether it's reflecting current optimism about the future year or pessimism about how the past year has been. That said, there are some important surveys that are kind of like this that factor into economic studies. So if you look at consumer confidence indexes, for example, to look at how confident consumers are about the economy, what their spending will be like, those track reasonably well with economic growth in the next year. So consumer expectations in that way kind of matter. I'm a little bit less worried about this survey.
No. Economist Dr. Eric Crampton on the new Roy Morgan survey. Eric, thanks for your time.